That evening, after full dark had draped Lulan City and all the shopkeepers had paid, Zedong had left town. With two people dead, Lulan City wasn't safe for him. He wouldn't have admitted that to the Emperor, though. Eating roast duck from a large basket of food he had seized from the vendor, Zedong relaxed, knowing that the Emperor's gold was in his hands at the back of the carriage. The carriage took a sudden hard turn to the right.
Driver, be careful, you fool!
The carriage dodged again.
Driver!
Zedong slid the window shade aside, giving him a better position to yell at the incompetent driver. It was likely that the man had gone to sleep. Hours earlier, when ordered to leave town, he had complained about the fatigue of himself and the animals. Before Zedong could remember the man's name, the driver's body suddenly tipped over the side of the carriage, his dead face slapping against the window. Only the long arrow piercing his throat kept his head from entering the carriage. The carriage hit a rock, and the man dropped to the road beneath the whirring wheels of the carriage. The vehicle rose sharply for an instant as it rolled over the dead driver. The horses ran faster, thundering over the road as fear filled them.
Help! Help me!
Zedong fumbled the door open and gazed outside, thinking of trying to climb up to the driver's seat. 20 feet ahead, he saw one of the warriors topple from his mount, with an arrow stuck deep between his shoulder blades. It was only then that Zedong noticed two other riderless horses running after the carriage. One of the warriors in front of the carriage wheeled his mount around to face the opposite direction and spurred the animal to speed.
Get back inside the carriage!
Zedong wanted to retreat to safety, but he wished to know what was happening. Gazing behind the carriage, he spotted a slim rider dressed in black. The rider drew back an arrow and let fly. The warrior who'd gone to engage the enemy gazed down at the arrow that suddenly jutted from his chest. While he still seemed lost in his astonishment, he slid from the saddle. His right foot didn't clear the saddle straps, and his body was dragged across the broken terrain as the horse galloped off the road. The surviving two warriors turned and began their attack on the figure more carefully, riding low over their horses. They closed in on the man in black. Ignoring them, the rider urged his mount on. He slid the bow over one shoulder and pushed himself into a crouch on the horse's bare back, balanced one foot in front of the other. Before Zedong realized what the rider was doing, he'd vaulted from his mount, landing atop of the carriage. Zedong ducked back inside the carriage. Glancing through the back windows, he watched helplessly as the final two riders went down in a flurry of arrows. The rider swung down to the side of the carriage. He held a sword in his hand as he yanked open the door.
Out!
Certain that he'd been held up by one of the many thieves that made travel so dangerous in the area, Zedong obeyed. He tripped on the step and fell to his hands and knees. Before he could stand, the dark figure's blade was pressed to his throat. As the clouds cleared and moonlight emerged, surprise filled Zedong. The thief was a woman. A fox mask hung over her face, concealing her identity.
Who are you? I represent the Emperor. Your life is forfeit for killing the Imperial Guardsmen.
One more life won't matter then, will it?
Zedong had time to think only briefly of the curse the old woman had called down on him. It took a moment more to realize that the woman before him might not have been wearing a mask at all. Indeed, she might have been one of the legendary fox spirit women who drained men of their lives. He would never find out. Cui Zedong's days of terrorizing the local populace were over.